What do you
So how
suggest
can
them?
we basically retain the verses or retain important points from different scriptures so that we can present in an integrated, coherent way when it's required? A recollection is largely a function of connection. So that means if we consider memory to be like a city. So now, if say, you want to meet a person X, so you know their house is here. You go along this way, this is the path you know. But then you know person Y has houses here. Person Z, her house is there. You know, okay, from here also come here. From here also you come here. So sometimes even if you forget this path, you might go there and okay, from there I can come here. So like that, we need to try to, whatever facts we know, try to make as many connections as possible of that fact. Many times when we hear classes, the mind tends to switch off a little bit. This is a familiar point. So then after a few years, we start feeling, I have heard this. Which is fine, we may have heard it. But what we could do is, we could just turn that around and ask, where have I heard this last time? In what context was that spoken? It's the same example, but that time, this was the flow going on. Now this is the flow going on. So if you see, Srila Prabhupada quotes the same verses, but sometimes he is making a different point from a verse. So even Gita daily also, I may take the same verse, but analyze it from different perspectives at different times. So the point is that we make more connections. So the more connections we make, the more easily recollection will happen. And that's why I say, if you take a particular point, and you want to memorize it, or you want to put it, just try to think, okay, this could be connected over here. Say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, say Pratap Rudra sweeping the street in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in front of Jagannath Yatraga. This could be used to talk about how the kings themselves were Rajrishis, they saw themselves as servants of the Lord. This could be used to say how, by service attitude, one gets the mercy of the Lord. It could be seen as how Rath Yatra was so important at that time that everybody would come out, even the king would come out. This could be used specifically to illustrate how the character of Pratap Rudra himself, how he was such a humble person. This could be used to illustrate how, in the story of Pratap Rudra and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was the act that transformed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attitude towards him. So like that, we could just take one point and try to do some connections. The more connections we do, the more recollection will become easier. And also for making connections like this, it is good if we have a habit of speaking scripture. Not necessarily speaking in terms of giving classes. If we have the forums for that, that is good. But informally also, we may decide, we may have some friends and we just decide, we discuss one point every day. And then not just the other person doesn't just hear the point, you can make a habit that the other person responds by something connected. Now when that other person responds by something connected, you think, oh, I didn't think this connection. So what will happen by that? The connections will increase. So we may decide every day we will just, every day, once a week or whatever it works out, we discuss one point. And then they speak one point and the other person doesn't just hear, responds to that point. By what that point reminds them of. That way the connections will happen more and more. And a third thing which we could do for getting the facts at the right time is that use them whenever possible. So for example, if you memorize verses we can use them informally while talking, we could use them formally in our classes. The more we use them, the more they stay in the accessible, in the front part of the brain, you could say. So I remember Gopal Krishna Maharaj giving a class in Pune. One devotee was asking this question, Maharaj, when we read Prabhupada's books, we feel it's all same. So I said, always the same. If you read it, it will stay in the front part of your brain. Otherwise, it will all go to the back of the brain. So what happens is, it's in the front, we can immediately get it when we need it. So after we remember a verse, again, we can just recite it with some friend, I memorize this verse, and then they can say that I memorize this verse or whatever. So trying to have some association where we share, that will be very helpful in reinforcing that particular fact in our memory. And then the connection will be much easier. And the last thing which I would recommend for this is, try to hear devotees who give structured classes. And then try to understand the structure. It may require a little more time and application. say after you hear a class, okay, this is a good point, but how was this connected over here? Try to sit back a little bit and look at the flow. Okay, this was going like this, like this, like this, and what was this? Maybe this was a little, this was maybe just a tangent. Oh, this was it really a tangent? So just that appreciating the thought flow, if we do of others, that will trigger our thinking also for thought flow. So it requires some time initially to think in that direction. But there are some devotees who give structured classes, and the structured classes may not always be personally inspiring, in the sense that if some devotee, some our spiritual master or other senior Vaishnava, they inspire us, then whatever they speak inspires us. So structured classes may not have that kind of inspiration. The inspiration that may be more intellectual inspiration. But structured classes are also important if we want to be systematic preachers. So I will say that trying to understand the structure of others' classes, and sometimes even in the structure you can't find it, still the attempt, okay, this could be the flow that might have been there. That itself will get the thought process in the thought processing in that direction happen, and then it will be easier. Okay. Hare Krishna.